Our space-time, our space and time would be altered, and our system would be possibly hurled into a higher dimension.
Sorry, I find that very unlikely. Next one.
Okay. We will utilize all energy on Earth. Batteries and electrical will all be reduced to nothing, null and void, and we will now have to learn how to use photon energy instead.
That one actually does have a ring of truth in it.
Really?
Yes. But the fact that the energy will be drained is wrong. Photon energy will be learned how to be used and harnessed. But this will be used in an odd sort of way. Cold fusion in the next 20 to 30 years will become a reality. With cold fusion comes the ability to create an inexhaustible supply of energy. In turn, you will be able to create artificial photons.
It will last 2,000 years.
That is close to the truth as well.
It's
just an extra zero put on.
It'll affect us in our gravitational field.
No.
All of our molecules and atoms will get excited.
Yes, but in a odd sort of way. The feeling of building. Molecules and the atoms, not as such, certain molecules and atoms within individuals' spiritual fields will get excited.
Okay, so it will alter consciousness?
I believe that is a yes, but it is not the consciousness of the mind at all. It is consciousness of the inner self. Those, as I stated, that do have ability will become more consciously aware.
All right. And the one you read my mind on, Federation, Intergalactic Federation, has put ships in position to lessen the effect and fix the ozone holes in the first hours of entry.
it's on the whim. I gotta put it out here, okay?
My sentiments exactly, Johnny.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Okay. Increase solar flares.
Yes, but that is not due to the photon flare.
Okay.
That is just a normal natural cycle.
Alrighty. Temperature changes are
Again, that is a normal natural cycle of your planet.
Okay. Now, well, I want to go on to the physical aspects that are present, that are being felt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a personal note, and that is, in fact, feeling the pressure building, sort of like atmospheric pressure almost,
mm-hmm.
in the mornings, an increase in astral travel ability, increased coercive faculties,
an increase in gifts, as Pierre and Kiri put it last night,
right? And personal life change.
Personal life changes cannot be attributed to the photon flare.
Okay. Now then, can we determine what part of the day we are experiencing the photon particles within as we go through them?
Yes, you will feel the difference at particular junctures of the day. As your planet passes or the photon cloud passes over you. It depends if it is passing on the left side or the right side of your planet, the light or the dark side, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. You will feel it as it flows over you.
And it'd be, let's say, once every 24 hours then?
Sometimes more, sometimes less to start off. The closer you get to actually entering the cloud, the more often the occurrences will be. It is like watching an aircraft flying into a cloud. Sometimes you see it because there is a hole in the cloud. Sometimes you don't.
Okay. So we'll be fully into it by 2014.
Correct.
So we'll be approximately halfway through it, about 2005.
Halfway towards full immersion, yes.
Now, will this have anything to do with the predictions? Tia's predictions, will this have a visible effect upon what's going to be going on?
It is really hard to say exactly how the majority of the people are going to be affected by this photon. The last time they did pass, there was already the occurrence of great disarray before the energy field arrived. In some parts of your planet, when it came, those disruptions were lessened. In other parts, it was intensified. So it is really hard to say how it will affect the majority of the people. Some of the people will react in different ways. Some will act in fear. Some will act out of surprise. Some will act out of shock. They will be all different reactions. It is really hard to say exactly what will happen. It is one of those factors that we try to plan for, but we cannot fully predict.
Okay. Now, I've heard two reports on our passage of our Earth through the cloud. One is 24,000 years, and one is 12,000 years. 12,000 due to the fact that it can go through it twice every 24,000 years, so it's every 12,000 years. Which is the actual number?
Neither, actually.
Oh, well, this will be good for the net. Mm-hmm. What is the actual number then?
Okay. You go through approximately every 36,000 years.
Ah, that makes a difference.
You add the two numbers together, what do you get?
36,000. Now, at the point of Earth's history that it went through last time, mm-hmm. we're at the waning days of Atlantis.
Correct.
So that situation was already on the way out anyway.
Correct.
And the cloud merely polarized various parties involved.
Correct.
Leading to its final goodnight kiss.
That is not way of putting it, but yes.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up with a spot like that. Alrighty. Now, there is a channeling that says that it will stabilize our weather patterns.
Again, it is one of those factors that we really do lack information on. Certain personnel that visit the base have more information than I have at my hands. I am more concerned with what is going on your planet. The last time I watched with anxiety as these events occurred. It was not the first time that I have witnessed these events when they occurred in the waning days of Atlantis. When it happened the first time that I witnessed it, it was not so as intense. So this time I watched things with trepidation, wondering if it will be a repeat performance of Atlantis or the earlier visitation. Mm-hmm. It is really hard for me to say. So watching and waiting is all that we really do at this time. Unless higher personnel wish to let us know exactly what is going on.
John, do you want to interject anything just yet?
Yeah, go ahead. I'd like to get in more of physics of this photon cloud or patch. It is something that our planet and solar system passes through.
Yes. It is not a visible cloud. It is an energy cloud that is made up of various photonic particles that react to each other in an agitated state, creating an enhanced energy field, which, if you were to condense it into a visible form, would appear like a shimmering mist that you can see through. The way that it works is that each photon is bouncing off of each other photon, which is creating energy bursts that can be felt.
Does our galaxy, through its travels, pass through it, or is it part of our galaxy that our solar system passes through?
It is part of your galaxy. If it was something that your galaxy passes through, it would be a once only until the contraction occurs, and then it would pass through it again. But the fact remains that it is part of your galaxy in its rotational pathway.
And in a rotation through our galaxy, the solar system passes through this photon cloud about every 36,000 years.
Pretty much so. It is not exactly 36,000 years.
Right. Yeah, well, I used the correct term. I said about.
Correct. It varies in difference between 500 to 100 years.
Does the size of the cloud vary?
Yes, it does. It is not. It is the same cloud that was passed through, but because of the rotation of your galaxy, it increases and decreases with certain cycles generated in the heart of your galaxy. These circumstances which increase and decrease the size vary wildly with energy pulses from such things as pulsars, quasars, and supernovas, and also black holes. The more energy that is given off by these objects that interact with a black hole of a interesting size depends on the size of the photon pack.
Does it affect, I realize it affects the whole solar system. Does it affect the other planets as much as it affects Earth?
It depends on the gravitational field and also the organic matter upon those planets.
Is there life, other life, in the solar system besides the planet Earth?
I really can't answer that at this time.
I didn't think so.
It was worth a try, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Okay, last questions, please.
Okay. Was the first time that you witnessed this Lemuria?
No, it was after, actually. If you do the mathematics, you will see where and when it was. Johnny?
Yeah, back to the photon belt and our solar system passing through this. I would assume, and let me know if I'm correct, that other solar systems and other galaxies experience very similar thing?
Yes, they do. Sirius, for example, will be entering it in approximately, or reaching your stage in approximately 30 to 50 years. Alpha Centauri, shortly before that. Other galaxies, we really can't give you that much information on as they are outside our sphere of influence. But I would assume so from research expeditions that have spent enormous amount of time and energy traveling from one galaxy to another, returning, possibly have information that similar events do occur in those galaxies. You have to remember that the nearest neighboring galaxy is 2 million light years away. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very important.
Is that the Carrie
Master? Tea time?
I think so.
All righty then.
Marcel impersonation.
You want some tea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I shall put on the next person. Okay, yeah. You sure? God, can you keep that bloody thing out? Please? What do you mean you can't catch it?
That was fascinating. Little conversation with them all. You didn't mind me touching on the physics of it, did you? I think it helped clarify a little bit. Yeah.
Hello. We need to go and wake up. Tears want to wake up Diana.
Get a rabbit out of
the house. Because, yeah, Tia caught it, held on to it, handed it to me, right, and it went limp because it was restrained. I put it down and off it goes. The other option is that we just let it bounce around all night until the battery runs down. The only person that can switch it off is...
Diana.
Exactly.
So it's a mechanical rabbit that you cannot shut off.
Exactly.
Kind of like the Energizer bunny that we have in our commercial. It's very similar.
Yes. This one will keep going for about 12 hours, nonstop.
A little drum in this thing going bang, 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 bang.
I'll make one for you, dear.
Thank you.
And of course, because it will only be moving slowly, the battery will last, I should say, continuous use.
Just turn it off, put it in the room, and make it so that I can turn it off. Carla, kill it. She'll take a baseball bat, and she'll just literally take it to its finest particle.
I can make it go continuously without stopping. If I put a little bit of a brain in there, I can have it work out a particular path that would... I can have it going for a year and a half without needing a recharge. Is that what you want?
For a year and a half.
Oh, man.
And you want it to stop every so often and go with the drumsticks and then off again? Cool!
It
I can do that.
All of an hour. The novelty wears off and Car just throw it into somebody's pool.
Make it waterproof. Do you want me to make it out of the same substance that I've made the rabbits here out of?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, put a little pair of goggles on it too, just in case.
Well, I dropped.
Think it out of Wookiee Mouth.
I'm
the snow.
I made the ones here. I dropped weights of approximately one of your tons on it from about 50 feet repeatedly to test the strength.
Yeah.
All three of them have been through that test and all three of them survived with flying colors. Not even a structural tweak. Apart from one has a slightly tweaked ear, but that's because the sensor picked up a indentation in the weight and read it as being deeper than it was. But that's only the sensor in the ear. So the ear didn't go flat.
What material is this made out of?
It's made out of a mixture of a deridium and the... I can't tell you the rest.
Boy, you guys are right on top of it. I think I could just slide one of these questions in. But my friend took this photograph, and there's been a lot of conversation about it. And she really believes it's Ashtar ships in those clouds.
Now, to me, it looks like a very interesting cloud formation, but she did ask me to ask
you. It's a thundercloud.
Yeah. Is there...
It's cumulus and cirro nimbus.
Yeah. Is there any ships associated with that photograph whatsoever that you can see through Mark's eyes?
How do we do better light? Than that?
I didn't.
Yes, a very little one.
There is a small spaceship?
Yes, but it's not in the cloud.
But there is a small spaceship in mm-hmm. that photograph.
Yes.
Can you see it? Or is it hidden by the cloud?
It's actually a rock that shouldn't be there. I can't see it. I can see it on the monitor.
But the ship is associated... More with the rocks
it's,
here?
It's down low here.
Okay.
The clouds were removed by the computer. That's why I was moving it, was to get it into the best point that I could get a good view at it for the monitor. And it stripped away all the clouds and analyzed everything. And yes, there is a ship in that picture.
All right.
It's just a matter of it being located and stripping away the clouds and everything, which is what we had to do, was we had to look like, look for a error in the picture. So you can tell your friend.
Yes, there is a spaceship in this picture.
But it's not in the clouds.
Yeah, but I was about to say, don't tell her if it's in the clouds or not. You can tell her it's in the clouds, because yes, it is close to the clouds. And probably was in the clouds at one point.
But this...
You don't want to break her heart too much.
No, I don't. But the spaceship and this particular cloud formation, which is quite mm-hmm. natural,
yeah,
has no correlation directly.
No.
All right.
It might have made it more denser as it passed through, but that's about all. But it certainly does look like some UFO pictures that I've seen.
Can you tell me where the spaceship in this photograph is from?
It's hard to say, to identify it. It could be one of ours. It could be somebody else's.
Okay. There's a lot of people that really want to believe that it's one of yours.
Tell them that we could neither confirm nor deny that it might be one of us. That way it's open to conjecture, and it will keep the majority of them happy, because they will reason thus. Because they can neither confirm nor deny it, it is more than likely one of theirs.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's how I would rationalize it, but
yeah.
That's me. I'm
Which,
a unique individual.
Yeah, but I cannot confirm that it is one of us because it is too small to tell.
Okay.
The quality and the imagery, we couldn't enhance it to get a definite identification. Now, if the pilot was looking down and going, then I would say it was one of ours without a shadow of a doubt.
You gave me a lot more information than I thought you would.
It's worth a try, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can't blame me for trying. Isn't that why we're here? It's
exactly.
For an exchange of information?
Exactly. That is why you are here. That's a big yawn. I'm doing fine. You want to give that young lady a call now? And Johnny and myself will continue discussing the picture.
I have a question real quick.
Okay.
Did the photon belt go through Sirius prior to its ascension?
Yes. That would be self-evident, would it not?
Not really. It might have been a natural ecological change. But the photon belt would make more sense as to the general shift in consciousness.
I think it happened a couple of times. Mm. Well, I'm pretty sure that there are four recorded occurrences before the ascension. But that doesn't mean to say that four is the number, because that would mean that you would have
right.
number 36,000 to go before your
all
power.
Confirmed confirmed three
mm-hmm.
for us, so we'd be going through our fourth one.
No, he confirmed two, and we're going through our third one. He knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
But since it goes through every 36,000 years,
now since you're an engineer, and it's nothing critical against Russ, but I'm real curious about the physics of this, okay? And he put it as the photon belt passing through Sirius. Now, in reality, isn't Sirius and the Sirian solar system
mm-hmm.
passing through this belt? I mean, which is more correct?
It's both, actually. What's actually occurring is that you have Sirius coming towards it, right? And as the cloud...
And the cloud is in motion also.
Yes.
So both things are in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the same thing would apply with Earth and our passing through the photon belt.
Correct.
The belt is in motion or the patch or cloud. Which you'll mm-hmm. all prefer to use, okay? We use patch, the photon patch, and the solar system, our mm-hmm. solar system...
Are both in motion.
Are both in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Will, since you're on Hades base,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you're in our solar system, and you'll also be passing through the belt, is mm-hmm. it going to affect Hades base at all?
No, because the base is in the fifth dimension. Now, we've explained the fifth dimension many times.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a good question, though.
But because
a lot of people be curious about
because that. Of the physics of the fifth dimension,
right.
The distance becomes a little tricky and irrelevant. The fact that the photon belt could pass twice in 1 week. And then not pass again for another many, many thousand years is one of those things.
Okay, so on third dimensional Earth, and even though you're in the same solar system in the fifth dimension,
mm-hmm.
the effects of the photon belt on the third dimension are profound. The effects on solar system or on the photon belt in the fifth dimension are negligible.
No, they are noticeable. They are noticeable. But because of the physics, it is not as intense due to the fact that, as we've explained in the past, that sometimes the quickest way to get to the other side of the room is to actually go outside and come in through a totally different door. The way it works because of that is that the photon cloud at times can be stretched out so thin that it's not noticeable. But other times, it may be stretched so intense that its actual visitation will only be a matter of a day, 2 days, and then it's gone again for a year or 10 years or 30,000 years or 50,000 years.
So in the fifth dimension, you don't have the same pattern that we experience in the third dimension.
Correct. That's because
it's about a 36,000 year pattern, roughly.
On your dimension, yes, but because of the way that the fifth dimension works, it is impossible for it to actually do that. It is so wild and
now,
jumpy that it's real hard to define.
Now, let's discuss, if any, the negative aspects
mm-hmm.
of the photon belt. Are there?
Yes, there are.
Implications.
Yes, there are. The fact is that certain individuals will react, as Amon put it, out of fear, right? Which in itself, fear is a negative emotion. They will do things from fear, hurt people from fear, do many different nasty things through fear. Now, the interesting thing is that the photon belt will have effect on channeling sessions. Most of them will be positive events. Much better focusing and controlling because of the heightened awareness of the host body and you guys.
Okay.
You notice that at the moment you're thinking very clearly asking some wonderful questions and analyzing and extrapolating the information very, very well. This is a due to the fact that Marcus cut his finger at some point, is due to the fact that the photon belt is leaving you much clearer and much freer with the vocal communication. It is also bringing up your spiritual vibration. At the moment, you're in a clear patch, so there is no effect on this part of your planet from the photon belt. So that, obviously, a positive effect has occurred, which is that you are thinking very deeply and clearly and following through instead of with some of the questions that you've asked in the past. That, how did he do that? That he's asked in the past have been a little bit open-ended, if you know what I mean. We're dealing with the technical nature, and you're asking very detailed technical questions that keep things in a very deep flowing way. Whereas sometimes you'll ask one question and move on to the next subject. Now, for each person, you have dealt with their fields and you have asked wonderful questions. Yes, we're quite happy with the way that the photon belt is affecting you guys.
Question, coercion. Okay, practicing coercion on Mark.
That was cheating.
I'll take it any way I can get it.
Do you know that you can beat your hands down whenever he wants?
Luckily, I got first. Okay, now, just for practice, though. When working on it, I felt a more increased pressure on my head, almost like a vice, a little bit, when I was working it. I felt like I was increasing the channels that I used for that course.
No, you're actually focusing them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're focusing them, and it's kind of a feeling that everything on the inside has been tugged into that focus. But there is a word of warning, right? Don't trigger Mark's self-defense mechanism when you do that.
Probably worried about that ever in my entire life.
I was about to say, don't trigger his hostile mode when he's concentrating elsewhere and you try to coerce him when he's not paying attention. Because, I mean, you'll see his head just snap around so fast and just the eyes are the thing to watch. Because it'll feel like you're looking into dark, deep pools. I can do that really well. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm tempted, though, just as a demonstration.
Behave yourself, would you please?
I will endeavour to do so. But answering a question that was asked earlier, thank you, that was asked earlier concerning the positive and negative ramifications of somebody using their coercive ability to coerce somebody into their bedchamber.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, what is your question on that?
Well, for example, we were discussing how that would be a turning point in a coercer's life.
Okay, this is how I handled it, right? Was that the young lady had a problem, right? An addiction to flowers. And it was being a destructive influence on her life. Right? I needed some way to replace that addiction with another addiction that was less harmful. And I've tried different ways. And then finally, I was somewhat distracted one evening and she was intoxicated with flowers. And it was a psychosomatic addiction. It wasn't a physical need. It was a psychological need that she had. Due to the fact that A, she was new to the sixth dimension and she was just learning her way. And B, the fact that to achieve that ascension, she had gone through a very tough experience in her previous life. So she was still living at the tail end of her past life as well as living a new life. So what I did was basically I deflowered it in both ways.
Was she a virgin?
To women, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was very intoxicated one night, and she was over visiting myself and a couple of college roommates, and she was dancing on the table, right? And I got her to strip, which she had done before, right? But instead of going down as far as her panties, she went all the way, right? She then hopped into my lap. Well planned and manipulated on my part. She's a very nice young lady. I carried her into my room, and I put her to sleep. I continued partying, and later on I went to bed, curled up next to her, and she woke up, and the probe had been put in deep enough that she woke up with a craving for something other than flowers, because she was eating flowers almost continuously. Now, she was eating about a quarter of what she physically needed and making up the rest with the nutrients from the flower, plus getting absolutely hammered, which means she was eating a lot of them. Right, and she woke up with this incredible craving, right? And I happened to be dozing at that point, right? And she gave me a kiss, and I did what I thought was best. Right? She got very addicted to me personally, right? Which I managed to wean her off of me. And she's a well-adjusted young lady. She has a happy family.
You went on here, buddy?
She's not as bisexual as you would think after spending a...
Come on, Gandalf. Come on, kitty.
...a long period of time in my chambers. So, using somebody's coercive ability to put somebody in a place where it benefits them as well as yourself in a way. Yeah, like me replacing sex, replacing the flowers with sex. It wasn't as harmful. So therefore, it was easier to make it better.
Okay. So it wasn't selfish. Maybe partially a
little bit. It's very enjoyable. I desired it. I really wanted it. But I also knew the fact that if I coerced her just to sleep with me, right, then that wouldn't serve any purpose. I just wanted her for a one-night fling. The fact that it turned into close to a year relationship and that I put her back together mentally was besides the point. Well, the one-night stand was besides the point. The fact that it turned into a full-blown, long relationship was what was necessary.
Now, on this dimension, was a man coercing a woman, a young woman, okay, is that abuse of power?
Yes, if there is no helpful intent, if it is just for satisfaction to dominate that individual. For example, getting back to the young lady, if Mark coerced her just because he desired her, that would be negative. But if he coerced her to plant a thought of that she no longer desired the person that is abusing her, and that she needs to find an excuse that she's been unfaithful, and she wants to leave him because she's been unfaithful, then that is positive in an odd sort of way, because she's been taken out of the abusive situation and set up, even though it was only a one-night stand, has been set up to be free.
Okay, now, from the coercer standpoint, okay, aren't there ramifications as far as using your coercive power
getting this person in bed, even though if your intentions are good, isn't there a yin and a yang where,
yes, there
where
is.
It's going to affect both people, both the coercer and the person who's being coerced?
Yes, there is. There is. And this is the tricky part, right? The coercer can be put in the situation where he is tempted or she is tempted to continue the relationship, even though it's not necessary anymore. And basically what is happening at that point is that one badness is being replaced by another one. It has to be a one-night stand only in that situation to be able to plant the seed, for the seed to germinate. But if the person ignores the other partner, then it becomes... It becomes, at that point, negative again. So it has to be done very, very carefully. There has to be that mutual respect. A good example, actually, of mutual respect is